From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. With nearly half of the votes counted, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party is ahead in Sunday's snap parliamentary election after voters headed to the polls for the second time in 5 months. Voters say there's no doubt about the critical importance of the polls, with some in Istanbul voicing anxiety about increased civil conflict in the country depending on the results. June's elections were inconclusive, with no party able to form a single-party government. The Somali militant group al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a deadly attack on a hotel in Mogadishu on Sunday, leaving at least 12 people dead, including the owner of the hotel, a military commander, and two lawmakers. Authorities say the militants set off a car bomb at the entrance of the Sahafi Hotel in Somalia's capital. Following the blast, gunmen stormed the hotel, which is popular with government officials and business executives. The Somali security minister told VOA that the attackers, all of whom were killed by security forces, were wearing Burundian military uniforms, but says they are still investigating to determine the exact identification. Meanwhile, the al-Shabaab spokesman, Sheikh Abdulaziz Abu Musab, has claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement on Sunday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Sunday with Uzbekistan's President Islam Karimov. It's a rare high-level U.S. encounter with a ruler who is a frequent target of human rights criticism. The two held talks in Samarkand on the fringes of a diplomatic gathering of his five Central Asian counterparts aimed at reassuring them of Washington's continued engagement in the region, seen as exposed to militant Islam. VOA News.